1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Robert Green is with the Merchandise and Grocers League of America. He's with Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. Good evening, Mr. Green.
Good evening, Phil.
Have you seen a run? We're talking about people last week panic buying duct tape and all this stuff. Have you seen a run on this?
No, I'm not seeing it yet, but I am seeing a more, energized customer.
What do you mean by energized?
Well, a customer that's a little more rushed than usual. We call them in our business Friday nighters. They're getting the odd item here and there in a little more harried a manner, but I can't really say whether it's because of any impending conflict with Iraq.
Because, the impending conflict with Iraq or the threat of terrorism, they say that duct tape and this kind of stuff is off the shelves, water is off the shelves.
No, really, what I'm seeing and what's probably a little more troubling to any grocer is an increase in the incidence of in-store damage. A customer reaching for something quickly knocks something else off the shelf. It could be glass. It spills. It could be coffee beans. I can tell you, I'm a very moderate man, but the day we got in gourmet coffee beans, anytime you give the public access to bulk food items, for instance, there's going to be a mess.
So there's a little wear and tear on your store? More than usual?
I don't know if it's more than usual, Phil, but there is, Phil, but we deal with it in stride.
Do you have to put extra people on to deal with the cleanup or the stocking? You know, the stocking of the shelves?
Well, I used to until I realized that was money out of my pocket, and I found out that we could assert store policy a little more, and it would save on overhead. And so I think, ultimately, it's better for the customer. What I do when I see a customer spill coffee beans, for instance, or drop a jar of olives or unloosen an Apple display that maybe I worked on since 6 o'clock in the morning, we got in some beautiful galas over the weekend, and I wanted to make them look nice, and we got them on special for 79 cents a pound, and that's not a price you're going to find at Vaughn's or at Ralph's. And I had this display that I'd worked on, and here comes this, woman, and she's got a kid, and she's in a hurry, and she's got the kid in the shopping cart, and she pulls a bag out real fast, and four bags come down with it. And
when was this? Just this past Saturday, you said?
Just this past Saturday. And she has really what I think is the unmitigated gall to open a bag of chips for the little kid. See, and I'm the one that pays for that, and I want to let your listeners know, you open a bag of chips in my store, I pay for it.
Well, a lot of people open up the chips, but anyway, you wanted to get to, a lot of people pay for it at the cash register.
Well, maybe they do and maybe they don't, I don't know, but she grabs some apples, this lady, and the whole display comes pouring down onto the floor because she had to have that one in the middle. And boy, that's the one, I lay awake at night thinking about that one customer that had to have that apple in the middle, and down comes a display that I worked on since 6 a.m.
All right.
And so I said to her, 6 months ago I would have had a stock guy come out, but this time I said, we are asserting store policy, and I would like for you to, what we'll do is we'll have some of the stock guys come out and take the kids back so that they're okay. And
What are you asking?
Well, what we're asking the customers to do is to clean up their own mess.
You're asking?
If you break it or you disrupt the display, we ask you to fix it and clean it up, and I don't think that was asking too much. And I went over to this gal with her kid and these potato chips, which already, my jaw was a little tight. And I said, ma'am, at this time, what I'm going to want you to do is I'm going to want you to go ahead and restock that Apple display.
So you're asking the customer to pick all the apples up and put them back?
That's what we're doing.
Now, she's with it, and you said the bag boy comes out for the kid?
No, but we say the bag boy can watch the children. We're happy to take the groceries up front and keep them there until she's finished.
You're taking the kids away?
Well, Phil, because they only distract the mother. We got them up in the stock room. They're fine. And an apple display is easy as should be, and she's going to pick those apples up. And I will say, I'm sorry you knocked them over, but I didn't knock him over. You did. And one way or another, you're going to pick him up.
Talking with Robert Green about in-store damage in grocery stores, especially since people are running in for duct tape. He says that customers who knock over Apple displays or break things, you say you're forcing them to clean the stuff up. Now, people are not going to want to stay and pick stuff up. They're going to try and leave.
Well, she replaced the display it was, or she doesn't leave.
All right, here's where we might have a problem. How do you keep somebody from leaving?
Well, no, I stand there, I monitor them. This is nothing, I don't want you to make it sound as if it's kidnapping or something. I don't need some woman coming into my store with a kid who's eating my potato chips that wasn't paid for, and now on top of that she knocks over the Gala Apple display that I worked on since 6 o'clock, and what am I supposed to do, stand there and pick it up? So I just say to her, if she tries to get up, in fact, this gal did, I put a hand on her shoulder, I gently pushed her back down onto the floor, and I say, it's not a big deal, just clean it up.
All right, we have Robert Green with us here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We have a situation in his store where when people come in knocking over Apple displays, knocking over jars, dropping bags on the floor, you insist that they clean it up, not one of your stock boys.
No, those people are paid to stock shelves. They're paid to bag groceries. They're not paid to go clean up this her mess. And we give the kids a plastic grocery bag to play with, so they're happy. They're having a good time. The things that I think are important, Phil, is that people understand this is money out of my pocket.
All right, Mr. Green, cleaning it up is one thing. Did you tell a lady by the name of Amanda Kittner to shut up and clean it up?
All right, well, I'd like to back up for a minute.
Okay, but did you do that?
I'd like to back up. She had pulled a jar of Santa Barbara olives off the shelf. Now, this is a gourmet item. We only keep these on the premium aisle. She pulled them off the shelf. They smashed to the floor. Now you got glass. Now you have olive juice all over the floor. And so
what did she do?
Then she comes over to me, and she says, she asks me if I'm the store manager. I said, yeah. And she said, well, I need some help. And I said, well, first of all, you're supposed to go through the checker or box boy. You don't come right to me. You never come right to me. You go through a checker or a box boy.
All right. Is that standard in grocery stores for if people have a complaint?
You first go to the checker or a box boy. You never, ever come directly to the manager of the store. And only then, when they bring the message to me, do I decide whether I want to deal with it.
All right, so she came to you.
Right, and she says, I'm sorry I knocked the jar of olives off that shelf at aisle 5, and you need to get somebody to clean it up. And I said to her, well, no, I won't. And I showed her a mop that we keep near the customer service desk and a dustpan, and I said, it's store policy that you clean it up.
I got to tell you something right now. You have got brass you-know-what.
Mr. Henry, I pay my guys to stock shelves and to bag groceries, not to clean up a mess that somebody came into my store and made, and maybe, if I'm lucky, they bought a tube of toothpaste.
All right, so you told her to clean this up.
I said it's store policy that you clean it up, and I'll take your cart and your purse, which I did. Now, that's when she told me, and I'm quoting directly, to go to hell. And she started for the exit, and that's when I said, regrettably, what I said.
Well, what you said, sir, according to this, you called her an effing C-word. Isn't that right? You don't deny that.
No, sir, I do not deny it. But she denies that she told me to go straight to hell. The bottom line is...
But you called her an effing C-word when she told you to go to hell.
That is correct. But the bottom line is she's 86 from our store. I've alerted the store manager over at Vons and Food Giant to be on the lookout. I've also called the senior center where she lives, and I told them.
All right, Robert Green, 1-800-449-8686. He has initiated something that he thinks, Mr. Green, with all due respect, you think, I don't know if it will happen, that he thinks is going to take off nationwide in grocery stores, that when a customer knocks over something, breaks a jar, knocks over apples on a display, knocks over something, that the customer themselves is impelled to clean that mess up or they're not allowed to leave the store. I question the legality of holding somebody there.
Well, I'm not really holding them, but I tell them, you got to clean it up.
But you did put your hand on somebody and push them back down on the floor.
I did do that, but my attorney tells me that if I don't really keep them in the store, in other words, I say, go and clean it up, and 9 times out of 10 they'll do it because people are afraid to leave, then I'm in the clear.
All right. This gal who knocked over the olives?
No, I said, go clean it up. And, you know, she gave me a hard time.
Robert Green, manager of Fraser Foods in Buena Park. This old lady, you say senior center, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. She told you to go to hell. She wasn't going to clean up the olives.
Well, I called the senior center where she lives, and if I ever see that little bus over here again that they take the old people in, I told them you can make a U-turn right out of the lot. And I know the name of the place. Because they have the small bus that they bring the old people.
No, I know that.
And I've told them to get out. Get out and stay out.
I'm telling you, 1-800-449-8686, the number here. Robert Green is the manager of a store. If you knock things over in a grocery store, you knock over an Apple display, you knock over you knock over some jars of olives, the coffee beans come pouring out. Generally, what we do is we go to a store manager and say, I'm sorry, could you get somebody to clean that up? In his store, he says he makes the customers clean it up. He takes their cart, takes their purse, and in the case of one woman, Amanda Kintner, whose story that we got it from the police, he escorted the children to the back stock room and held the kid there until she cleaned up a Gala Apple display that she had knocked over. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
One 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
I can turn right around and leave.
All right, Robert Green is a grocery. Are you a grocery manager, sir?
Well, I manage two of the stores for Fraser Food.
And you feel that when people knock over displays in your store, when they knock over bottles, when they knock over jars, when they knock over displays, they are supposed to clean it up?
Absolutely, Phil, and it's an unusual thing, but it is a time saver and it's a money saver. If this old gal hadn't been so lazy and got out of her scooter to pick up the jar of olives, it would have happened. And it's a simple thing, and it's something we try to educate people to. When you knock over a jar of olives, when you knock over a display of apples, when you knock over some coffee beans, don't tell me about it. Don't come to the store manager and bother him about it. Clean it up. I dare say, Phil, if anybody knocked over coffee beans in their own home, they'd clean that up. If they broke a jar of olives, they'd clean it up.
I'm not saying that what you're saying is wrong, but to force people to do it.
I'm not really forcing them to do it.
Well, you're telling them you're going to clean it up, and we're taking your kid to the back. I mean, you're not holding the kid hostage, but you're taking the child, her purse.
We're keeping it for safekeeping.
You're keeping her groceries, her purse, and her kid for safekeeping. This isn't a situation.
Mr. Henry, I'm not holding hostages, no, sir. I'm simply saying, you're going to go over there and clean that up. I'll take the kid.
I'll take the kid.
I will take your son. Get over and, you know, I...
You said to this old lady, there's a mop, go over and clean it up.
And she told me to go to hell.
And then you called her an effing C-word.
Yes, sir, I did.
Did you apologize?
No, sir, I did not. I had nothing to apologize for. That's exactly what that old... You know, I think back on it now, and I'd...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Zakiya, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I think Mr. Glenn is a complete asshole and need to have some training and customer service.
Look at that language.
Yeah, you're there to serve the public. The public is not there to serve you.
Nice language.
Those customers are the reason that you're in business.
They're not allowed to come into my store and act like pigs.
Well, that's just your opinion of it, which is a very negative one.
I'm not there to clean up
after
you.
If it's a big problem, if they have an accident there, hire a person specifically to clean up accidents.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay? And you're creating a job right there.
You and me, let's be honest. Have you got a gold tooth?
Excuse me?
All right.
Have you got a gold tooth?
You don't have to
answer. No, I don't, but
that
has nothing to do with you as a manager.
I got a lot of...
You're a manager of a business. You're going to go out of business because people are not going to shop because you have a nasty attitude.
How many people go into stores and knock stuff over?
If I knock something down in your store and I have the courtesy to come and tell you and you try to hold my kids hostage, Believe me, you got something physical
I'm
on your hands,
I'm
buddy.
I'm not holding your kid hostage.
Okay?
I'm not
that's
holding
what you're doing to that lady. And purse, her personal, her purse and her grocery, that's holding a person as a hostage.
I'm not holding anybody hostage. I'm saying, get your ass down, clean it up.
See? You're supposed to be serving the public. You say, get your ass down.
Well,
no,
you're the one
that's
who's...
No, that's not good customer service.
Didn't you just call me an a-hole?
Yes, I did.
All right.
But
why
guess
is
what?
It...
I'm not a store manager. I'm not serving the public.
Oh, you get to be a pig and I don't.
I'm an individual. You're an entity. You're a business.
You get to be a pig and I don't.
That obviously will not be in the business for long with your attitude.
Well, first of all...
No, you need training. Coming to the 21st century.
People are going to need duct tape, bottled water, emergency tuna.
Customers are the reason that you exist.
You need me because what are you going
to
do?
All right, you guys are not listening to each other. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Yes, I'd like to say to the store manager, first of all, I'd love to see you go up to Mike Tyson and tell him he's not going to pick up the jar on the glass on the floor and tell him
Let's start with the people I deal with, the customers. Some slob comes in and knocks over all... Mike Tyson...
Hello? You there, sir? Okay, he's not. 1-800-449-8686. How many stores do you guys have?
We have 3 stores in the Southern California area. They are all stores that have this policy. And I can tell you something, Phil, we do a good business. But the time has come for supermarkets across America to stop allowing customers to dump crap all over the floor. I mean, these people come in.
I don't know if it's a real big problem, but I've seen people dumping stuff on the floor, and all it takes is a guy with a mop, and they clean it up.
Well, if that's all it takes, then the customer can clean it up. But the time has come for every supermarket across America to stop letting people come in and act like pigs. They dump the Apple display. They dump the coffee. Get them to clean it up.
All right, Robert Green, who is he's a CEO of Fraser Foods in Buena Park. He is no longer cleaning up the busted items that you guys leave on the floor. You're supposed to clean it up. Now, he said that he can mostly tell people to just stay there and clean it up, and they do it. But one old lady told him to go to hell. He called her an effing C-word, and it was on. Good luck, Bob.